是示意图啊。
This to create a promised land. Just a picture for illustration.
只是示意图。
This is only for illustration.
我记得在6年10个月以前，啊，我们家登陆美国，然后我小女儿那时候读7年级，然后她有一门课是历史课，然后美国的这个学校里面。啊，他是不提供教材的，所以每次回来的时候，我就问他，我说你学点啥？他就说今天有历史。那我说历史教点啥呢？我也搞不清楚，因为在中国是有教材的。然后就向他的老师要了一本教材，因为我们刚到这边的时候语言不好，所以。
哦，
算算，
sorry
有点忘了，因为我
about 7 and 10 months ago, oh, 6 years and 10 months ago, then this is our first entry to the United States, me with my little daughter, and she was in 7th grade at that time, and one of the class was history, and we didn't know that here in United States, they didn't provide the test book, so we have to buy it ourselves.
谢谢。然后打开这个历史书，然后翻到第一页的时候，我们就开始读，然后发现有太多的单词不认识。
So we bought the test book ourselves, and when we opened the test book, the history. And on page one, we find there are so many words that we are not unfamiliar with.
按照我的习惯，读书的习惯就是不认识的单词就把它先记下来，然后把它查出来，这个是什么意思。
You know, I have this. I tend to write down all the words that I'm not familiar with and try to check it after using dictionary.
就是简单的美国历史上的第一页书，我居然找出了30几个单词。
Oh, so on the page one of that test book, there are more than 30 words that I do not know how to interpret.
所以一开始读的时候，要把它意思搞明白，非常的不容易。
So it is very hard for me to understand the history.
我们读历史书的时候，经常会发现，在里面有很多的地名、很多的人名，第一眼看起来根本就记不住。
Because in the history textbook, there are so many terminologies like the names of the places, the name of people, and we are not very familiar with English, so we do not know what does that mean.
今天我们要分享的应许之地，它取自于这个摩西律法，
And today's
叫
script,
律法书。
and today's scripture is based on the law given by the God to Moses.
也是历史书，
It also can be treated as a textbook of history.
这是上帝与他应许之名的历史书。
It is a history book about God's promise to his people.
6年多过去了，我在想，我当时我已经记不清楚，当时我看的美国历史的第一页书讲的是什么内容。
I cannot recall the first page of that test book I read 6 years ago.
但是我在想问一下弟兄姊妹们，你们读了这个摩西五经，读了这个律法书以后，读第一遍的时候，你们能记住多少？
So, dear brothers and sisters, I would like to ask you, how much can you remember and memorize after reading the first five books written by Moses.
今天我选出的这个经文是在《生命记》。
Today's scripture is based on Deuteronomy.
是摩西在摩押平原啊，在这个刚才我们读的也有许多的地名。
And today's passage has so many names of places.
向第二代的以色列人啊宣告神的这个律法。
It was about Moses is trying to restating the God's promise and covenant to the second generation of Israel people.
第一代的以色列人已经基本上不见了。
And because the first generation have fall in the wilderness.
怎么会不见了？我想我可能会在第二篇分析这个应许之地的时候会讲到。
I'll try to explain why they died in the wilderness in my second sermon.
好，大家看到这个应许之地，我们开始先讲解这个应许之地在《生命记》中的这个描述。刚才立群兄已经领大家读了这个《生命记》1章1到8节。
We have read the scripture today. It is Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1 to 8.
这是摩西在去世以前对第二代以色列人的临别讲道和重述神的约。
That is Moses' farewell message before his death. He was speaking to the second generation of Israel people, and he was restating God's covenant with them.
应该说，在1到8节是这个整个生命记部分的序言部分。
And the verse 1 to 8 is like the opening section of the book of Deuteronomy.
他交代了摩西讲论律法的时间、地点。
It tells us when and where Moses explained the law to the second generation.
也引出了全书的主题。
It also brings out the main theme of the Deuteronomy.
新一代以色列人即将进入应许之地。
The new generation of Israel people was about to enter the promised land.
摩西在约旦河东重申神的约和律法。
And standing on the east side of Jordan River, Moses was trying to restate God's covenant with his people.
讲解一下这个历史背景。
Let's talk about the historical background.
这个图也是仅供参考。
This is just for illustration.
在摩西讲这个信息的时候他已经这个时候距离这个以色列人出埃及将近有已经有40年的时间。
At this point, it has been almost 40 years, since Israel came out of Egypt.
圣经记载，在民数中记载，就是说第一代的以色列人。在加底斯巴尼亚，他因为不信神，不能进入迦南地。
It was recorded in the book of Numbers because of their unbelief. The first generation of Israel people, their bodies will fall in the wilderness.
所以神对这第一代的以色列人说：“你们的尸首必倒在这旷野。”
Your bodies, like God said to the first generation, your bodies will fall in the wilderness.
在经过38年的这个旷野漂流以后，
After more than 38 years of wandering in the wilderness,
第一代以色列人已经去世，第二代以色列人已经成长起来。
and most of the adults from the first generation, they have already died, and the new generation had grown up.
圣经描述以色列人战胜了亚摩利王西宏和巴山王噩。
It was recorded that by this time, Israel people had defeated Shihon, king of Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan.
在地图的这个右上角就是摩崖平原。
And in this slide on the top right, it is the Moab.
几百万人现在就驻扎在摩崖平原。
And they were kept on the plains of Moab.
约旦河的对岸就是应许之地。
And across the Jordan River was the promised land.
我们也知道，刚才读了圣经摩西也知道自己即将离世。
And at this point, Moses knew he was about to die.
所以他发表了最后的讲论。
So he gave his final message to God's people.
生命记主要是针对这个第二代以色列人。
Deuteronomy was written mainly for the second generation of Israel people.
新一代的以色列人，他大多数没有经过埃及的奴役。
Because most of the second generation people, or second generation of Israel people, they had not experienced the slavery in Egypt.
有些甚至没有亲眼看到这个在西奈山所 颁布的律法。
And some of them had not personally seen God give the law at the Mount Sinai.
也没有参加过加底斯巴尼亚的叛逆。
And of course, they had not taken part in the rebellion at Kadesh Barnea.
因为刚才讲到的这个颁布律法和加底斯巴尼亚的这个叛逆，就是说在出埃及以后的1年多的时间发生。
It was right after they came out of the Egypt. Within 1 year, God gave them the law, and as well as they did the rebellion, rebel against God.
即使有一位母亲在以色列人出埃及的这个第一天啊，生下他的孩子，那么到现在他可能也只有1岁多。
Even let's imagine if a woman gave birth to a child on the day one, on their Exodus. Now that baby was about 1 year old.
可能也没有记忆，人说3岁之前都没有什么记忆。
So for that 1 year old baby, he may not remember anything by
所
now.
以摩西在这里，他必须要回顾历史啊，重申律法。
So that's why Moses have to re-emphasize on the past experience and restate the whole thing, okay?
他需要鼓励新一代的以色列人啊，靠着神进入应许之地。
He needed to encourage him to trust God and enter the promised land.
在这个第一章第一节列出了许多的地点。
Let's take a verse, chapter 1, verse 1. This verse lists a few places.
你如果在中国读书的话，我在想，你如果可能读到博士阶段的时候，才会读到这个第一章第一节的这些填空题，哪些地名？Sorry，
It's hard for me, sorry.
这些地名也就是提醒啊，以色列百姓他们曾经走过的路，也表明神在一路带领他们。
This place's names serve as a reminder that God had been leading them all along the way and reminded the people the road they have traveled.
而且在第一章第二节，他特别提醒，就从何烈山啊，经过西尔山到加底斯巴尼亚，有11天的路程。
And in verse 2, it is explicitly mentioned that from Mount Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, it usually only takes 11 days.
但是以色列人却在这个地方走了38年。
But dear brothers and sisters, how many years did the Israel people take? 38 years.
也许神的计划并不漫长。
It is not God's plan was not long.
为什么他们要在这里走38年？
But why did the Israel people spend 38 years there?
圣经也记载。
And the Bible recorded.
他们出埃及的时间是，第40年11月初1日。
In the verse 3, it says, in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month.
时间十分的精确，
The time is given very clearly.
因为大约2个月以后，摩西就过世了。
Because from now on, about in 2 months, Moses will die.
第4节提到西宏王和王噩，都说明神已经开始在对许应现。
And the verse 4 mentions about King Shihon and King Og. This tells us God had already begun to fulfill his promise to his people.
他们虽然没有过约旦河，但是已经得到部分的产业。
Though Israel people had not yet crossed the Jordan River, they had already received part of the promised land.
第5节讲到摩西讲解律法，
And verse 5, Moses began to explain the law.
所以他对新一代他有解释阐明呀，详细说明的这个意思。
So here, Moses tried to make it clear and try to interpret and try to explain the laws in detail to the new generation.
第6节讲到，就是神说：“你们在这山上的日子够了。
And verse 6 says, You have stayed long enough at this mountain.
这个山是指何烈山。
This mountain refers to the Mount Sinai.
我想在这里，神的意思就是说，你们的学习已经完成，现在该前进了。
I think God was trying to say, you have learned what you have learned here. Now it is time to move forward.
以色列人在这个西奈山，他们到底做了什么？
What did they do at Mount Sinai?
他们领受神的十诫，
They received the Ten Commandments.
建造会幕，
They built the tabernacle.
与神立约。
God made the covenant with them.
但神的意思不希望他们永远停在那里，
But God's plan for them was not to stay here forever.
不停在那里就要在第七节就说的要转到亚摩利人的山地。
And in the very next verse, God wants them to move on.
啊，这里也提到这个亚摩利人的山地亚拉巴山地高原南地沿海一带，表明是整个迦南的地。
And if you take a closer look at verse 7, it mentions different places like the Arabah, the hill country, and the lowland, the Negev, and the seacoast. Together, these places describe the whole land of the promised land, the Canaan.
从这节经文，我们看出神的应许是非常具体的。
So this means God's promise is not vague, but very specific.
第八节很关键。
Verse 8.
如今我将这地摆在你们面前，你们要进去得这地。
I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to your fathers.
就是耶和华向你们列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许赐给你、赐给他们和他们后裔为业之地。
The land that the Lord swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them and to their descendants after them.
他们能进去这地是神赐的应许，人必须凭着信心进入。
God gave the promise, but his people must enter by faith.
在这里也提到，神向他的列祖起誓。
And here, it says God swore to their fathers.
因为进入迦南地，不是因为以色列人优秀，因为是神守约施慈爱。
Israel people entered the promised land not because they were better than others, not because they were good people. It is only because God is faithful and He made a promise to their fathers.
那么这块地是怎么来的呢？为什么会有这样一块应许之地？
So, where did this promised land come from?
这个要回到创世纪。
This can be traced back to Genesis.
啊，上帝对亚伯兰说，在创世纪12章1到7节，上帝对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。”
In Genesis 12, the Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, your father's house, and go to the land I will show you."
你看第一节的时候，只是指出指示的地，还没有说明这个地在哪里。
Go to the land I will show you, but at that time God didn't show any specifics about the land.
在第三节啊，上帝说：“地上的万族都要因你得福。
In verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curse you, I will curse, and through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed.
”第五节描述亚伯兰就到了迦南地。
And in verse 5, Abram have arrived in the land of Canaan.
第七节，上帝跟亚伯兰说：“我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
And verse 7, God said, I will give this land to you and your descendants.
”这就是最初的来由。
And this is the origin of the promised land.
然后进入这块地的时候，还有很多的曲折。
Of course, there are ups and downs in the process of entering the promised land.
在创世纪15章13节，
In Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“啊，你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地。
The Lord said to Abram, "Know this for certain: your descendants will live as foreigners in a land that is not theirs."
”啊，又要服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们400年。
They will serve the people there and they will be mistreated for 400 years.
相信读圣经的人读到这里，你也知道那块地是什么地方。
So, dear brothers, I guess you know what this land denotes here.
为什么没有当时就进去？
Why God didn't take his people?
在
Why?
第16节中间有这样一个交代。
So, in verse 16,
因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。
Because the sin of Amorites have not yet reached to its full measure.
18节讲了这个约的来由。
Verse 18, it gives reasons about this promise.
18节圣经说：“耶和华与亚伯兰立约，说我已赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到幼发拉底河、拉底大河之地。
So, verse 18. The Lord made a covenant with Abraham and said, I have given this land to your descendants, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates.
”这就是应许之地的来由。
So, this is the origin of the promised land.
上帝为什么要赐下这个应许之地？
Why did God give the promised land?
上帝跟亚伯兰的关系特别好吗？
Is it because Abraham had a close relationship with God?
我们可以带着这个问题去思想，去。
Let's reflect on why God gave this promised land.
我们先来看一下这块地的特点。
Let's take a closer look at of this promised land.
我来自浙江，我们浙江山地很多。
I came from Zhejiang Province in China, and there are a lot of hill lands in my hometown.
光靠种田种地是养活不了自己的。
I can hardly make a living only by being a farmer.
所以大家活不下去怎么办？只能想办法做点生意，做点小买卖。
If I cannot make a living, how can I survive? So, besides being a farmer, I was people start to people in Zhejiang Province they started to doing small business.
或者是努力去读书，
Or alternatively, they try to study hard.
考一个好大学，谋一个好职位。
Go to a good university and find a good job after graduation.
所以每个地方生活的人啊，都是跟他的这个土地有一些关系。
So, in a certain level, people are bonded with the land they are born, where they are born.
回到圣经，我们看一下这个。应许之地它有什么特色？
So, what features are associated with the promised land? Let's take a closer look at this.
首先，圣经多次称这个应许地之地是流奶与蜜之地。
Many times in the Bible, it says, the promised land is a land flowing with milk and honey.
想象非常的美好。
How beautiful it is!
我记得很16年的时候到以色列去的时候，我就是想，我第一口要吃的就是那个奶。
So, back in 2016, that is my first visit to Israel, and upon my arrival, the first thing that I want to do is I want to drink that milk.
但在饭店里吃到的都是用这个比较发酵过的那种奶制品。
But all I had in the hotel is like the yeasted milk.
不符合我的饮食习惯，
Doesn't match my appetite.
我没吃一口我就不想吃了。
I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
这里指的这个奶和蜜，不是指去那个遍地流淌。
This does not mean milk and honey were literally flowing on the ground. No.
流奶的意思可能就是指。比较适合牧养牛羊，应该指畜牧业啊，在这里是比较好的。
Milk means this land is good for raising sheep, goats. It was a good place for livestock.
蜜啊，也有可能是指野蜂蜜。
Honey may refer to wild honey.
也有可能是指当时当地的椰枣制成的这个甜浆。
It may also be sweet syrup, made from dates.
啊，说明当地的土地非常的肥沃，资源丰富。
So this means the land was rich and full of resources.
而且在《申命记》第8章第8节中描述说，那地有大小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。
And in another verse in Deuteronomy, it says that land is full of food, wheat, barley, fig trees, olive oil, and honey.
所以它可以生产小麦、大麦、葡萄、无花果、石榴、橄榄、椰枣。
So the land can give wheat, barley, wine, fig trees, olive oil, and honey.
我一看这个，我们经常在 Costco 购物啊，除了大麦这些东西，我们在 Costco 都可以买到。
Because we often do grocery at Costco, and except for the wheat, I think we can pretty much buy everything mentioned in this verse.
而且这里的这个，我们说农业要靠水，这里的这个雨水，它是要靠降雨。
And another reminder is like the promised land, it depends on rain.
所以，上帝在这里在，这个《申命记》11章特别提醒以色列人。
So, in Deuteronomy chapter 11, God reminded his people.
说你们要进去得为业的地，本不像你出来的埃及地，你在那里撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。
God reminded his people, the land you are entering to possess is not like the land of Egypt, where you came from. In Egypt, after you planted your seed, you had to irrigate the land by foot, like watering a vegetable garden.
你要第11节，你要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地。
But the land you are crossing over to possess is a land of hills and valleys. It drinks water from the rain of heaven.
第13节、第14节就是讲到丰收是有条件的。
And verse 17 and 14 says, the harvest is conditional.
第14节特别讲到，就是说，他必按时降秋雨、春雨在你们地上，使你们可以收藏五谷、新酒和油。
Verse 14, He will give you rain for your land at the right time, the fall rain and the spring rain, so that you may gather your grain, new wine, and oil.
第16节讲，假如以色列人偏离了正路，上帝怒气向他们发作的时候，他就使天必塞，不下雨。
And in verse 16, it says, But be careful. Or your heart may be deceived. You may turn away, serve other gods, and worship them. If you do that, God says, I will not give rain to the promised land.
所以你看，这个应许之地，它的丰收是有条件的。
So the harvest of the promised land is conditional.
百姓顺服，遵从。神的意思的时候，神就降下春雨秋雨。
If people obey God, then God will give spring rain and fall rain.
百姓如果偏离了神，随从假神的时候，他就会使天降下不下雨。
If people turn away from our God, then God will close the heaven and no more rain on the land.
你读列王记的时候，就看到以色列人在先知以利亚的时代。在亚哈王的时代，天必塞3年不下雨。
And there is a pretty famous story in the Book of Kings, during the time of Isaiah. Elijah. So at that time, God closed the heaven for 3 years.
可能我们生活在现在这个时代，我们从来没想过我们的收成是上帝在掌控的，尤其在应许之地。
So it's hard for us, people living in today's in modern society, to imagine that our harvest, the food on our table, it is supported by our God.
而且这一块地，它的地理位置非常的特别。
And the geographic location of this promised land is very unique.
它位于亚洲、非洲和欧洲的三大区域之间。
So the promised land was located between Asia, Africa, and Europe.
按照我们中国人的话说，就是兵家必争之地。
So it is the in the ancient world, it is a very important place, and people will fight for it.
所以你发现历史上有一些赫赫有名的帝国都曾经占领过这个地方。
So that is why so many powerful empires fight for this land, throughout the history.
埃及、亚述、巴比伦、波斯、希腊、罗马都曾经统治过这一地。
Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome, they all have root at this place at different times.
在以色列人进入迦南之地之前，这个地方是城邦的林立的国家。
And before Israel people conquered that land, that land was made from different people with different ethics.
你想耶利哥、爱城、耶路撒冷，就每个城邦都有城墙，都有军队，每个城邦都有王。
So it was made up of many independent cities like Jericho, Ai, and Jerusalem, and each city had its own walls and its own king and military.
所以征服迦南的，不是打一场仗就结束了，
So conquering Canaan was not just one battle.
而且要打许多仗。
It is a long process of taking many strongholds.
而且在这里的这些城邦们，他们的这个武器比较发达。
And the original people who live in the promised land, they have this advanced weapons.
啊，圣经曾经描述迦南王耶宾拥有900辆铁车。
For example, Jabin, king of Canaan, in the Bible it was recorded he owned 900 iron chariots.
但是对于刚出埃及的这个以色列百姓来说，他们没有重型的这种装备，没有锋利的这种武器。
But on the other hand, for the Israel people who just came out of a wilderness, they did not have heavy military weapons.
所以对他们来说有巨大的军事压力。
So humanly speaking, this land was not easy to take.
小的时候也读过一些中国的历史。
I read some Chinese history when I was little.
我看到就是宋朝的那个兵器啊，它的武器做得特别的笨重，而且刀特别的厚。
So in the Song Dynasty, the weapons were made very heavy.
这个军事专家就说了，他为什么要做成这么厚的这个刀啊？使起来非常笨重。
Why those knives and the weapons were made so heavy at that time?
因为宋朝他要面对的是辽金，还有这个夏的这个神奇这种重甲的骑兵。
Oh, because at that time the enemies that they were fighting against were nomadic people who ride on the horse and carry their weapons.
所以他们必须把武器做得沉重一点，才能破甲。
That's why they have to build heavy weapons to defense and to fight.
我又想起了在战国的时候，有个叫赵武灵王。
So there was a king, I don't know how to translate, Zhao, and yeah.
对，他当时为了针对北方民族的这个侵略，他就要学习胡服骑射。
In order to fight against people who come from the northern part of that China, and he, Wu Fu, what was?
对，胡服骑射就是，而且什么？对，他而且用他们这个少数民族的弯刀，就非常抱歉。
That is okay. They were carrying this curved knife.
所以打仗的时候，这个武器装备是非常关键的。
So, during a war, weapons are very important.
但是神给他们骨气，说我与你们同在。
But what are the weapons of God's people? It is God, because God promised them, "I am with you."
摩西对耶稣一样说：“你当刚强壮胆。
God told Joshua directly, "Be strong and courageous."
”这是他的地理特色。然后看他的民族，其实是非常的杂。
And if we take a look at the people, the groups, they are mixed of people.
在创世纪中啊，提到这个迦南民族的时候， 有很多的民族，比如说基利人、基利喜人、赫人、亚摩里人、迦南人、比利洗人等等。
In the Bible, it mentions many times about the people in the Canaan. They are mixed and complicated, including Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites,
不同的民族信奉不同的神。
and different people believe in different God.
所以在迦南地说，这个巴利、亚舍拉啊、摩洛这些神经常在被敬拜。
So, there are many small gods. Were being worshipped at that time, like barley.
所以在利未记中，上帝特别强调，你们不可效法迦南人的行为。
So, in Leviticus, God repeatedly says that Israel people should not follow the practice of the Canaanites.
所以，对以色列人来说，进入迦南地最大的危险不是军事的失败，因为神可以领他们进去。
So the number one difficulty is not from the about weapon, about military.
而是信仰被同化，你跟当地的居民啊信一样的神。
It's more about a fight in the religious world, like their religious environment was corrupt.
在四世纪中，我们看到以色列人没有彻底的赶出迦南人。
In the book of Judges, because Israel people failed to
反
draw,
而，
yeah, please.
反而是跟他们通婚啊，学习他们的宗教，敬拜他们的神。
Israel people failed to drive out all the Canaanites. So, and instead, they married their women, and so the religion was mixed and corrupted.
所以他们陷在一个循环里面，
So they fall into a pattern.
犯罪、受压制、呼求神，然后神兴起誓师，然后他们得拯救，然后再次犯罪。
So as a result, the Israel people they fall into the same cycle, sin, oppression, crying out to God, and God raise a judge and deliver them from their misery. But again, they fall into the same cycle, sin again.
而且，这个应许之地对于游牧民族来说，
The promised land to the nomadic people.
游牧民族，我们知道，游牧民族他是赶着他们的牛群、羊群啊，赶上了他们这个牲畜在到处的牧养。
We know nomadic people they live their basic asset is their sheep and cattle.
所以到应许之地以后，就是他们从漂泊的生活到了安居的生活。
It means a transition for them from wandering in the wilderness, looking for water, looking for grass for their livestock. Now they have a stable lifestyle.
而且，当他们能够进入应许之地以后，他们可以建立完整的一个社会群体。
And they can build a more advanced society once they entered the promised land.
而且，从应许之地里面，我们也可以看到，就是上帝与这个应许之民的立约的关系。
And we can also see the covenant between God and his people.
圣经特别强调，土地是神赐予的，不是人自己获得的。
In the Bible, it mentions many times that the land is given by God, not obtained by us.
在利未记25章23节说：“地不可永卖，因为地是我的，你们在我面前是客旅，是寄居的。”
Also in Leviticus, it mentioned that the land must not be sold permanently, because the land belongs to the Lord, and as human beings, we are only foreigners.
所以，弟兄姊妹，我们现在虽然在这个地方生活，但是我们都是寄居的。这个地是上帝的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, though we live here, the land belongs to the Lord. We are just foreigners here.
即使以色列人啊进入了迦南地，进入了应许之地，但他们仍然不是这个土地的主人。
Even they entered the land, they conquered the they entered the promised land. They are not the real owners of that land.
接下来我们看一下，就是上帝赐下这块土地的目的。
So let's think about why did God give this promised land?
第一个目的就是他要成就对亚伯拉罕的应许。
And the first objective is to fulfill his promise to Abraham.
以色列人进入迦南就是在上帝应许亚伯拉罕400多年以后。
This second generation, they entered the promised land. It was about 400 years after God made his initial promise with Abraham.
单从这一件事情上说，就上帝的应许没有落空。
So this means God's promise is established.
第二个是建立神的国度，圣洁的国度。
And the second point is to establish a holy kingdom.
在出埃及记19章6节中，神说：“你要归我们做祭司的国度，做圣洁的国民。”
So in the Exodus, it says, "You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation."
所以应许之地就成为敬拜神的中心。
So the promised land became the place where Israel, would worship God.
实践律法的地方，向神、向万国见证神的地方。
And they can practice God's law and be a witness to God before other nations.
然后，应许之地的另一个目的就是让万国认识独一的真神。
And the third point is to let other nations to know the God.
神希望万国看到以色列人的生活，能够认识，通过以色列人认识神的公义，归向神。
God wanted other nations the only true God through his people Israel living in the promised land.
还有一个目的就是为我们的救主预备一个救赎的场地。
And the fourth point is to prepare the coming of the Messiah.
应该说是为不是说救赎的场景，应该是为弥赛亚预备这样一个舞台。
More precisely to prepare a stage for the for the for our salvation for our Lord.
我们读约翰福音的时候知道说救恩是从犹太人出来的。
We know salvation. Is from Jews.
所以在这个应许之地发生了很多的事情。
So there are many things happening in this land.
有大卫王国的建立，
David's kingdom was established there.
有大小先知的侍奉，
Many prophets served here.
有独一无二圣殿的建立，
The first temple was built here.
有弥赛亚的诞生。
The Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, was born here.
我们读新约知道，耶稣基督出生在伯利恒。
Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem.
在加利利传道，在耶路撒冷受死复活。
He preached in Galilee and died and rose again in Jerusalem.
所以，如果没有这一块应许之地，就没有后来的救赎历史舞台。
Without this promised land, the later history of the redemption would not be there.
而且，应许之地，而且更指向更大的属天的产业。
And the fifth point is like the promised land is to point forward to a great heavenly inheritance.
我们今天读的经句里面希伯来书11章10节中间是这么说的：亚伯拉罕所盼望的是那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
So the golden verse we read today is from Hebrews, and it says, the city that has the ultimate city, the ultimate promised land, has foundations whose designer and builder is our God.
所以，真正的应许是在神国里实现，在基督里完成。
So the true promise is fulfilled in Christ alone.
我们看到应许之地，我们也看到这个神在这个应许之地，它体现出它的很多的属性。
And this promised land also shows God's attributes.
第一个属性就是神是信实的，他说过的话一句不会落空。
First, God is faithful.
神一开始对亚伯拉罕说：“我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
God said to Abraham, I will give this land to your descendants.
”从以色列人进迦南中间经历了400多年啊，然后我们看到亚伯拉罕啊，他寄居迦南啊，以撒和雅各也寄居迦南，然后下到埃及，在埃及奴役。
From the time God gave the promise to the Israel entered Canaan, it is more than 400 years passed, and during that time, Abraham lived in Canaan as a foreigner. So did Isaac, Jacob, and later the whole family went down to the Egypt.
尽管他们在旷野漂流了40年，背逆了神，但是神还是成全了他的话。
Though they spent 40 years in the wilderness, God still fulfilled his promise.
而且还体现了神的主权，应许之地。
The second point is the promise land also shows God is sovereign.
从人的角度上来看，迦南地已经有人居住，有城邦，有军队，有成熟的文明。
From a human point of view, Canaan already had people living in it. It had cities, it had armies, it had developed cultures.
神说，在这个立位记25章23节中说地是我的。
In the Leviticus, God says, the land is mine.
这就是神的主权，他愿意赐给哪些人民族居住，就是哪些民族可以居住的。
And that shows God is sovereign because the land is his.
神能够赐给他们，也能够保守这块土地，也能够收回这个土地。
That means God has ultimate control over the land. He can give the land to whoever he wants to give.
我们看到以色列人啊，北国后来被亚述帝国击败，被掳到这个亚述去，
So in the later of the history, we know that the northern part of Israel was taken into exile.
南国被巴比伦击败，然后他们也被掳到巴比伦去。
And the Judah was defeated by Babylon and also went on exile.
神可以赐给，也可以收回。
So it is God who gives and it is God who take over.
从应许之地，我们也看到，可以看到神的恩典。
And the third point is God is gracious.
以色列人能得到这个应许之地，不是因为自己优秀。
Israel people didn't receive the land because they were better than anyone else.
其实以色列人很悖逆，
In fact, they were rebellious people.
所以在《申命记》第9章特别强调，你们能够进入这块地，并不是因为你的义。
So in Deuteronomy, it says, you entered this land not because of your righteousness.
你看出埃及记的时候，看到以色列人在旷野屡次悖逆。
So in the on their way out of Egypt, we have seen Israel people rebel against God multiple times.
以至于第一代的这个以色列人，除了迦勒和约书亚可以进入，其他人都不能进入。
They were so rebellious to a point that only two people from the first generation can enter into the promised land, that is Joshua and Caleb.
尽管这样，神依然带领他们进入了迦南地。
Even so, God still fulfilled his promise.
所以，进入应许之地是神的恩典，不是人的功劳。
So being able to enter the promised land shows it is God's gift that they can entered into the promised land not by human achievements.
神赐下这个应许之地，也表明了神的圣洁。
And the fourth point is, God is holy.
好，神对以色列人说：“你们进入迦南以后，不可拜巴利，不可效法迦南人的习俗。
So after Israel people entered Canaan, they were asked not to worship Baal.
”要单单的敬拜神。
You have only one God to worship, that is
圣
their
经说：“神是圣洁的，所以你们也要圣洁。”
And the Bible says, because I am holy, God is holy, so you should be holy, like people should be holy, his people.
进入应许之地也体现了神的公义。
And being able to enter the promised land also shows God's righteousness.
神赐地给以色列人，并不是任意的偏爱。
God gave the land to Israel people, and it is not because random favoritism.
刚才我们读圣经的时候，特意强调了亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。
So we read before, because that is because the sin of Amorites has not yet reached to its full measure.
说明神并不是无缘无故赶出迦南地的驻主，
So that means God did not drive out the original people of Canaan
而
for
是
no reasons.
长期忍耐之后施行的审判。
Instead, it shows God waited patiently for such a long time, and then he made his judgment.
刚才也提到啊，当以色列人犯罪以后啊，离弃神以后，神也借着亚述和巴比伦审判他们。
In the same way, God also judged his own people, Israel, using Assyria and Babylon to take his people into exile.
有时候我们会听到一些话，说神对以色列人特别好。
Sometimes we hear people saying, "Oh, God is showing favor to his own people."
但是我们仔细读圣经以后，发现神是一视同仁。
But if we read the Bible carefully, we know God is righteous and justice.
神不会因为一个民族他是选民就纵容罪恶。
God will not tolerate any sin because those people belong to him and
所以从应许之地，我们也可以看到，神他审判列国，也审判自己的百姓。
So this shows that God judges the nations and does not show any random favoritism.
从应许之地，我们也可以看到神救赎计划的普世性。
And from the promised land, we can also see God's redemption is for all nations.
神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候说：“地上的万族都要因你得福。
When God called Abraham, he said, "All the families of the earth will be blessed through you."
”所以在亚伯拉罕和他的后裔生活的这块地方，
So Abraham lived in this land, and so does his descendants.
我们看到非常特别，
So we can say it is very unique, this place.
律法被赐下。
The Ten Commandments were given here.
圣殿被建造，
The temple was built here.
上帝的先知在这里侍奉。
And prophets, God's people served here.
救主在这地降生、复活，受死、复活。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was born, died, and rose again here.
所以，对我们基督徒而言，
So to us as Christians today,
应许之地最终是指向神更大的救赎计划。
the promised land ultimately points to God's greater plan of redemption.
我们的主耶稣基督并没有把盼望局限在这一块土地上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ does not restrict or limit our hope on this single promise on this land physically.
而是把神国神的福音扩展到万民。
Instead, our Lord Jesus Christ he explained and expand the kingdom of God to all nations.
好，今天我想分享的应许之地的一部分就到这里。
And I think I'll stop here today.
以后如果有机会的话，我还会跟大家分享哪些人可以进入应许之地。
In the future, I plan to share who can enter the promised land
第一代不能进入应许之地的原因。
and why the first generation are not allowed to enter the Canaan,
谁才是亚伯拉罕的后裔？
and who are real descendants of Abraham.
愿神赐福他的话。
May God bless his and use his words.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，感谢你谢谢你把应许之地这一篇信息摆在我们面前。
Dear Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for today's time that we can learn what is the true promised land.
让我们能够思想你赐下应许之地的目的。
Let us reflect on the motivation why you give us a promised land.
让我们能够思想啊，救恩是怎样从犹太人出来的？
Let us ponder on how the salvation is from Jews.
主啊，你知道我们生活在这个世界啊，这地上人民有各样的风俗。
Dear Lord, you know that we live in this world. There are full of different cultures.
让我们从你所赐下应许之地的信息之间啊，让我们能够明白怎么样在这个地上生活。
Would you remind us and encourage us and shine your light upon us so that we know how to live as a witness for you in this land?
怎样的生活是合你心意的？
How to live a life that is pleasant in your eyes?
特别祈求你保守我们啊，中间的年轻的一代的弟兄姊妹。
Dear Lord, would you bless the young generation in our church?
啊，在这样一个复杂多变的国家里面，
In this changing and complex world,
让我们能够思想你的话，抓住你的应许。
may you give us the wisdom that we can meditate on your words,
真的成为属神的子民，讨你的喜悦。
and try to be your people and try to please you.
啊，愿你与我们同在。
May you be with us. May the Holy Spirit be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣的圣名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
阿门。
Amen.
Oh. 感谢主，谢谢主，赐下这样的信息，让我们知道我们神给我们的应许不是在地上，是在天上。那我们唱一首回应的诗歌，在诗歌本的第252首。主以至风如降大雨，这是神赐来应许。本性时刻必要感到，救助由天上赐予。求助降下大雨，赐福给云天，随意降下，渴望更大雨。主必赐福如降大雨。教会有得大复兴，高
高
山
山低谷
得
都
着
要
滋润，各处都闻音响，恩雨，救助
主
降
降下大
雨。
慈悲雨点垂降
下，还渴望更大雨，不必赐福如降大雨，求主快降这雨，使我们得着大顺。心愿快成就你应许，